Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jim, I want to talk about my pregnancy app again.
Yes.
Because I know we talked about it a little bit earlier. Every Tuesday, that's when my app regenerates and I get a new fruit size for the week.
Today, 22 weeks, little papaya inside your belly.
The other thing that the app does, and you can get all different versions of this app. The one that I chose to follow along the pregnancy, it's this one that every week it gives you the fruit, but it also gives you a little video as to what is happening with your baby this week and what changes you'll see with your body.
And there's lots of great different apps
that
you can get for these kind of things.
And so every Tuesday, my husband and I, we sit down, we watch this little video. It's like, you know, it goes for a couple minutes.
Yeah, it's great.
And it was like, you know, this week your baby's starting to, you know, see lights. Yeah. So like if you shine a bright light, you'll probably feel him turn away from the camera, you know, from your phone.
Because stop, no pictures.
You know, he's saying, oh, God, he can see the light. Yeah, it's too bright for him. And that sort of thing. And then it got to the exciting part because I have been waiting for this very moment of pregnancy. And you know exactly what this is.
Oh, I don't. So I'm excited to find out.
Well, I grabbed a little snippet from the video.
Okay.
Of what is happening to my body this week.
All right. Let's have a listen.
Meanwhile, on the mom front, you may notice lots of things popping, including perhaps your belly button. Pregnancy does a number on navels, outing even the most stubborn innies.
There's no way.
I have still got an innie.
Oh!
I have still got an innie.
Oh! Don't tease a man.
But I have been so excited at the possibility that my belly button might pop. Because in what other circumstances will you ever get the opportunity to give your belly button that good a clean?
I've never met someone so excited for it to pop. So many people are so against it popping.
Right?
My wife was very fearful. Never popped.
Really?
Never popped. I don't know, I got a thing with belly buttons. I was like, hey, if it happens for you, that's great. Don't tell me, don't show me. Face away.
Mine's getting definitely very tight. Like it's not as deep as it once was. So I'm hopeful that in the next...
Only one Malteser fits in when I drop it. That's my unit of measurement.
I'm hoping that in the next few weeks, because it's, you know, it's saying like this is around this time, if
if you tend, you go, does it, anything happen?
Nothing.
Just a couple of farts.
Hang on, wait. No, nothing.
Oh, there it is. I don't know if we've ever done a fart joke on this show. I'm so sorry. It was for this time.
It was right there.
That's honestly, like, what I want you to do, if it ever does pop, keep it to yourself. I know, like, at home, go crazy. I know this is something you've been looking forward to, which is a weird part of your pregnancy journey, but it's your pregnancy journey.
Just tell me how good it would feel.
I just need you
to finally get that clean spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but come to work, like, wear, like, because you're kind of wearing a button up now. I want you to just, like, pop it out.
Oh, like Superman.
Flash me. But it's your outie.
I will say that my underwear is currently sitting above the belly button.
Just below your nipples.
So I will have to pull that down.
She's like, Tim, stand there. I need to completely rearrange everything I'm wearing, but it'll be worth it. This will be a HR meeting, but I'm happy to have it. To see your outie. I know, because
I've always been an innie girl.
If it grosses me out, I can cop that because it's so exciting for you and I'm so excited about your pregnancy and I know that this is a big part of your journey.
Will you touch it?
No. You couldn't give me $1 million.
Oh, come on.
There's nothing you could do to make me want
I'll
to
give you 20
that.
Bucks.
Oh, that is a fried rice. You've convinced me. Let me at it. Come on. We're going to the songs and I'll have a go now.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait. Sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Need a bit of help.
Okay.
This is a conversation I was having with a couple of people earlier in the office, including yourself, Jess. Has to do with that free fruit you can get at supermarkets.
I feel like you're always trying to push the boundaries with free fruit for kids.
You know, I've been very strong with my opinions. So my wife and I were very different. Mm-hmm. So like if we went there and there was no fruit in the free fruit section, I'd say to my son, who's almost two, his name's Jack, I'd say, sorry, mate, it's not there today. I think it's not like all about teaching lessons, but I was like, hey, we don't always get what we want. Yes.
One of the ladies here at work was saying that she doesn't like the basket because she said the fruit's not that great in there.
So she just goes to like the bananas, just gets one. And
I don't think that's how it's supposed to work.
My wife will also go and just get a banana. Yeah. And I was like, that's crazy. Someone from both supermarkets called through and they were like, look, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yes, there's probably like people that take advantage of it, but for the most part, people play by the rules. It's all good. The other day we were walking around the supermarket. It was just my son and I. And we go there, and there's a banana. And he's, as soon as we walk through like the gates, he's like, banana. And I'm like, yeah, we'll get a banana. So we get one, we're walking around. He scoffs this thing down. And he looks at me and he goes, more banana. And I was like, well, we've had our allotment.
Had some banana. Yeah.
We've had our allotment, son. But, you know, it's pretty quiet.
Mm.
Okay. There's no, like, a, you want another banana.
Oh, you went around again.
Well, sometimes, like, with his meals, he's not, like, eating a lot. So I was like, hey, you want to eat?
Yeah.
I'll get you another
listen
banana.
Listen to your tummy.
Yeah, listen to your tum. Here's a second banana. When he scoffed that down and he was like, three banana. I was like, whoa, whoa.
I didn't know
whoa.
He knew three.
Oh, mate. It's only when he wants to know.
Yeah.
And he wanted a third banana. And I was like, I don't know. That's okay.
I don't know if two is okay.
You think it's one?
I think it's one. You go, you get your free piece of fruit. Piece of fruit, not pieces of fruit.
There was, like, we were early. Like, a lot of people with, like, you know, young toddlers and young kids would know.
Yeah, but you've taken fruit out of the hands of two other children now.
Because I got more chance to stock it up. I've been thinking about it a lot. Yeah. I've been trying to benefit, like, talk about thinking about it, how to rationalize it.
Cost-benefit analysis,
That makes me feel like I haven't done the wrong thing. And I'm convinced myself that I'm in the clear. But I grabbed a third.
A third?
I did. In the free basket again.
Okay.
And then he ate half of it and he was like, all done. And I was like, you eat that whole thing now. We've got the evidence. We've got the evidence, boy.
He was like, basket, Dad. Give me the basket.
But yeah, 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. How many pieces of free fruit can you get from the supermarket?
I think one's the limit.
I don't know. It feels weird coming from you. you seem to me as a taker.
All right.
Yeah, not necessarily like a, hey, let's think about this, everyone. Like, that's not a...
You'd be so proud of me, and I'm so brave. I don't even take any when I go.
But you're not four, you know? Have you ever?
No, not once.
Okay.
Yeah. I've thought about it.
when you hey, you got to listen to your tummy, as you said earlier, but... I don't know. It felt wrong. The only reason I did it was because it was like 7:30 in the morning.
Right.
If it was any later, I'd go, nah. I was like, look. I was convincing myself. I was like, there's not a lot of staff around.
Yeah.
I was looking around. I was like,
you're looking for cameras.
But I did it. I did it because I wanted to make my boy happy.
Yeah.
But that's not...
But I don't think you can ever go back to that supermarket now.
That's our local. Sorry, Armstrong Creek. Yeah. Abby in Grovedale's giving us a call. Abby, what do you think? Is there a limit or is it like a very situational thing?
You know, I think with them growing older and starting to refuse absolutely everything you give them and cost of living and all the other bad things happening in the world, let them have as many bananas and apples and mandarins as they want.
Oh, mandarin to me, that's a big kid food. I wouldn't give that to my son. That'd be
really?
That'd be wild. Abby, I love what you're saying. Love it. You're validating me immediately.
My oldest is a bougie baby. She eats meat, cheese and olives for lunch, and she refuses fruit. She likes peeling fruit for her sister, but then her sister doesn't eat it, and then it's like, well, now I'm wasting food. So if your son's going to eat the food, give it to him. At least it's not going to waste.
You're right. He is helping. He is helping the system.
Yeah.
See? Yeah, that's okay. So this is, I'm really enjoying where this is
going. I didn't realize we were awarding Tim with Father of the Year early this year.
What do you think, Abby? Strong nomination for 2025?
I reckon we'll get you nominated to the council. Get yourself.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And a bag of bananas. This will be excellent. It's all coming around in circles. Thank you very much, Abby. I've got the validation I needed. We are getting other calls, but would you look at the time? We do need to move on. So other opinions will not be considered this afternoon. But, again, the phones are always open.
Okay.
Except for right now. This is Tim and Jess. Seen something all over Facebook Marketplace across July.
Oh, yeah?
And knew this was going to happen. Want to talk a little bit more in depth about it. I have seen dozens of those white t-shirts from Friday night.
Oh, no.
At the Kid Out the Cattery white out thing that they did, where Cotton On and Geelong gave away 40,000 free t-shirts to anyone that attended the game, and people are now popping them up on Marketplace. The highest I've seen, $50.
Oh, my God. See, Kingy from K-Rock Football, we were talking about it with him yesterday. And he was saying it was disappointing to see people grabbing multiple shirts. Do you think this is what's happened? People have grabbed multiples and they're like, I'm going to make some cash.
I heard a few people were talking that when they were leaving, there was some just left over. So they grabbed a few extras. When I was leaving the game on Friday night, there was a kid who might have had 10. It looked like he was going to the laundry.
Oh my God.
T-shirts.
I thought you were going to say he had them all on. On top of one another.
He's going for a world record. And I, the only, like, here's my thing with it. A lot of people are saying, like, you're trying to make a profit from something that was given to you for free.
Yeah.
You went to a thing, you got this for free. But is it only people are saying that because it's well known that this was a free item that you got for attending this event? Like, technically, it's not free if you bought a ticket.
Yeah.
It's included in the ticket price. Like, if you didn't have a ticket to the game, it wasn't free to you.
I feel like maybe if you wait until, like, the end of the season and then it's like, oh, you know, premiership winners.
Oh, right.
To Wildcats.
Because it doesn't
T-shirt
have...
T-shirt up for grabs.
Like, it's got... I have two because I got one that I wore on the night because I do the game day stuff and that's been lots of fun. So I was wearing one under my jacket and then they gave me a second one. They were like, all right, we want you to wear it and we want you to hold this one and wave it around.
Yeah.
And then it got so cold that I put the second one... on and put it over my jumper to kind of be like, hey, I'm out here. Like, look at me. I'm on the big screen. This is what you could be doing. And I took it off and waved it around. I was like, these are your two options, blah, blah, blah. And then I went home and I was like, I feel wrong that I have two. Like, it felt wrong.
I feel like you should have done the old bait and switch and, like, painted on the symbols that were on the shirt onto your body. And then you could have taken everything off and been like, surprise, I've got a third one.
No, we want to keep people in the stadium at the Cats games. But it doesn't have, besides it, unless it's a one-off, and if this never happens again, if the Cats never do it like a whiteout or a kid out the cattery, whatever they called it, I think it gains value
sure.
the further and further away from the event. Because you can be like, oh yeah, that one time they did it, I was there. But when you have 40,000 of it available, it's not a very limited, like it's not rare.
Yes. And you would assume all the biggest Cats fans were there and have one in their possession already.
Because probably, what, 1 in 10 people in Geelong has at least one of these shirts.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say, if they do it again next year, it loses its value because it doesn't have 2025 anywhere on it.
Right.
It just has like a Cats logo, a GFC, and on the back it just says Geelong over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think it's like, because people would sell stuff on Marketplace that they got for free all the time, but no one knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Like, I've got things like from friends and family, like in share houses, and they'd be like, oh, you need a chair, here's this chair. And then when I've either got to a point where I'm like, I can buy my own furniture, I can do this, you chuck it on Marketplace. Like
100%.
$20. Yeah. I made $20 out of absolutely nothing off someone's goodwill. And then I've already forgotten who gave me that ottoman to consider giving them the money back. Do you think there is a, should you give the money to the person? Like, I remember our old next door neighbors as kids, they gave me a couch when I moved out of home for the first time. And then I sold that for like $300.
Oh my God.
And then I never considered until right now that I should have given that back to the cushy Aries. So Adam, Trisha.
Nah, stuff them. What are you going to do? Sell the Geelong shirt and give it back to the Cats?
Well, no, I'm talking more like removed from that.
Right,
now,
now
I am worried about my old neighbours from when I was a child. And now I'm worried the cushy Aries have got out to get me.
I'm sure they've probably already forgotten
They're
about
the Cats. They're from Malta. They don't forget. You know that.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.